1.
Have you ever had your family tree done, Marta?
Yes, I have. And you, Joe?
Yes, I just had it done. Fascinating. I discovered that one of my ancestors had been a minister for King Charles II in the 17th century. Now I'm thinking of having a DNA test.
Whatever for?
Because it could be very exciting. I know my family originally came from France, but who knows? I might be 50% Native American or 15% Sub-Saharan African.
In my opinion, it doesn't really matter, does it? You know your family history and where your ancestors came from. The rest is a waste of money.
2.
Did you see the news about the big earthquake?
Yes. Isn't it awful?
It reminds me of when I was in Argentina, when they had that big earthquake in Chile.
Really? What happened?
Well, I was in a hotel in a small town just over the border from Chile. I woke up in the middle of the night because the bed was moving around.
I don't believe it. What did you do?
I didn't know what to do. They say you should get under a table or something and not go outside. But I was so scared, I started putting on my clothes.
What happened next?
By the time I got dressed, the floor had stopped moving. Then I switched on the TV and saw that there had been a very big earthquake on the other side of the Andes in Chile.
How awful.
Yes, I've never been so scared in my life.
3.
Did you read that article about stress, Ella?
Oh, the one in the local newspaper?
No, not that paper. It was in the Sunday News yesterday. Anyway, it was really interesting and said that if you're stressed, you should laugh, since it'll help lower your stress levels and make you feel more relaxed.
Really? Well, that's a nice idea in theory, but can you imagine it actually working? I mean, if you're having a stressful day, then it's going to be hard to find a reason to laugh, don't you think?
I guess so. And other people might get confused too. They might not understand why you're laughing and be surprised or worried about your behavior. But I can understand why you might feel better. Don't you think it would feel good to laugh when you're stressed?
Maybe. I just can't imagine what my boss would think. I'm sure she would get annoyed. I can just imagine the scene.
4.
Do you remember your first job?
That's a strange question, Nate. Why do you ask?
Well, I was just thinking about my first job and how different it is from what I'm doing now.
Oh, I see. And what did you used to do then?
Well, you might not believe me, but I was a parking enforcement officer.
Really? You mean you used to put parking tickets on people's cars if they parked in the wrong place or didn't pay the parking meter?
Yes, that was me. I wasn't very popular with the drivers, that's for sure. But it was fun. Well, apart from when it was raining or really cold. Then I hated it. What about you?
Well, please don't laugh. But I used to work at the makeup counter of King's department store in town.
Really? I can't imagine you doing that. You don't even wear makeup. How did you get that job?
5.
Excuse me.
Yes, ma'am. How can I help you?
Could you tell me which dishwasher is better? The smaller one or that bigger one?
They're both very good, ma'am. But I think the smaller one is slightly more expensive.
Really? The smaller one should be cheaper, shouldn't it?
I'm not sure, ma'am. Would you mind waiting a minute while I go and check?
Of course not.
I'm sorry to keep you waiting, ma'am, but our computer crashed.
Do you mean to say you don't have a price list?
I'm afraid not, ma'am. All the prices are on the computer. I'll have to wait until they fix it. Could you come back in half an hour?
I'm afraid I can't. I'm having a big dinner party for 30 people tonight, and I need a new dishwasher now.
6.
Have you seen these new self-parking cars that are now for sale, George?
Sure, they look interesting, but who really needs one?
Well, I think a lot of people do. And because it means you can park your car in a smaller space, surely that's better too.
I'm not sure about that. Why?
Think about it. There are more cars on the road now, and that's unlikely to change. So it's better if we use parking spaces more effectively. We'll save space that way.
I guess so. But I still don't see why people can't park their cars themselves.
Oh, no, don't say that. Don't you remember when Mom used to ask strangers to park the car for her?
Yes, but she doesn't do that anymore.
Exactly. And you know why, don't you? She bought one of those self-parking cars.